Welcome back. Continuing with my discussion with Dr. Cattell. The doctor is the author of the book. It's not a novel. It's very definitely nonfiction, called The Six Pillars of Advocacy, Embrace Your Cause and Transform Lives. Can you wrap up the story with President Trump, how you saved all the Syrian lives, sir?
As I mentioned, you know, came against the odds that we were able to reach out to the United States president and convince him to do something to protect millions of people somewhere else. So I think this speaks a lot of that there is no barriers for people who wants to do something on a national level or an international level, as long as they have a novel cause that they are advocating for and they believe in it and they work hard to achieve it through several steps that they have to take according to the book. Yeah, so the first step is to have a noble cause, because if you're advocating for personal interest, somebody's family interest, is different than when you're advocating to help, you know, thousands and thousands and millions of people. So the more the cause is noble and good, the more likely you're going to succeed, because people will try to help you. If it's something that's more personal interest, you know, then not too many people would sympathize, you know. So that's number one. Number two is to network. So after you have your cause and you are adamant to pursue it and to push for it to see that it's happening, you need to network with like-minded people who believe in your cause, who are willing to help you as well. The third pillar is education, and education tends to be on twofold. Number one, you need to educate your community members, the members who might sympathize with you and believe in the same cause, about the importance of this work. And number two, you need to educate the policymakers and anyone, you know, who is in the decision-making about this cause, and explain to them, you know, the importance of it and why it's important that they help you. The next step is fundraising. There is plenty of basically possibilities for spending money on when you're trying to advocate for a cause, whether it's just having a media, you know, outlets cover your cause, or whether it's putting signs outside, or just meeting, you know, hosting events to educate, you know, people about your cause. The fifth one is to establish organization, because without infrastructure for organization, it's hard to, you know, put your prints on what you're doing. So you need the organization to be legal, to be able to raise funds, to be able to meet with policymaker, and to be able even to advertise for your cause. And eventually, the last step is to use the advocacy tools, and there is plenty of advocacy tools that I put in the book, but the two main that I will mention here is using the media. The media is very powerful, and you have to be specific though and be focused, because the media is very expensive as well, so you need to know who your audience is. And also meeting the decision makers, whether they are in State House or whether they are in the administration or the Congress. So you need to also be tailored to who you need to meet based on what cause you're advocating for. So this is a very brief summary of the six steps that I called six pillars of advocacy.
How would this relate, and this may be kind of an off-the-wall question, but Dr. Cattell, how would this relate to an individual who wants to make changes in his or her life? It sounds to me like you're just saying concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. But how would you relate that to personal change?
Yeah, so true. So there are a couple of changes here. It could be personal, that the person needs to change himself or herself for better. Or it could be personal, as it means to changing the environment around it. Mm-hmm. And I talked, and I put actually a full chapter that I put it as an example of how people can change the environment around them and can advocate for a cause that, you know, I just gave a sample that I made here to show them how we can implement the six pillars of advocacy to advocate for any cause. And I put an example of an area that somebody is driving through it has poor education, has the children are not in school, and how they can take that and start, you know, advocating for better school system there and better life for the children.
Right.
And I implemented the six pillars in that case study about that case. So that's there in the book about how you can change your environment, anything that you see that needs to be changed, that's not fair, that affects your own life or the life of your family or community, and try to use the book to help you advocate and get results and get success in making change happen.
Dr. Cattell, so what I'm hearing you say is, I'm hearing you basically say that it's important to change your environment and not just wish and hope. You have to take concrete action and change your environment. Is that correct, sir?
That's true. Hope is good, but it's not enough. And that's the difference between where we are now and we were 500 years ago. Now we have democracy, we have human rights, we have women rights. We have so many things. This did not happen because people were just hoping. This happened because people were pushing for change and were pursuing change and were putting hard efforts into it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What prompted you to write this book, Dr. Cattell?
So after the using this advocacy tour and trips and achieving some of the result that, as we mentioned earlier, you know, saved millions of people or protected patient care and here in the United States, I felt it good to share the experience with others who have also causes in their lives that they are passionate about, that they feel that it should happen, it's fair, it's just. And they wanted to see the way to make change happen and make positive changes in the world. And so I felt, you know, I need to share the experience with them and show them a way and a roadmap on how things could be changed if they follow these steps and be persistent and put some hard work there.
Now, it seems to me that some of the challenges that you have described anyway today are pretty grandiose. For example, getting Trump's support for the Syrian situation. Let me ask you this. In your career, what are some of the biggest challenges that you have faced in trying to make change happen at the state level and the international level? Real quick, sir, we're down to about 10 minutes, or down to about a minute and a half.
I would say I put actually a chapter in the book about the challenges of advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
I called it Advocacy Ain't Easy. So that's the title of the chapter. And I put about 9 challenges. One important challenge is convincing people to shift minds from humanitarian to advocacy. I give them an example is, okay, well, people are getting killed in somewhere and internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just and became refugees, if you just keep giving them food, you're not solving their problem. More refugees will come, you know, more people will become miserable. But if you go and do advocacy and start and try to fix the political situation that caused these people to become refugees, then you solve their problem and they will go back to their homes and you don't have to feed them anymore. So this is one challenge, just shift in that mindset and mentality. And the other thing is a lot of people don't believe in this. They think the conspiracy theory, everything is controlled by the big power. No one can do anything against this. And I tell them, well, if you're a believer in God, you know, God usually asks us to work and work hard to make changes. And if, you know, we don't believe in this and we just surrender to this ideology, we're thinking like that these big corporations are God. And He did not tell us to believe in that. He told us to work hard to make changes, believe that our work will yield positive.
Yeah, I think you have to believe it. I think you also have to believe in God. I'm a pretty strong believer. Been chatting with Dr. Tariq Cattell, author of The 6 Pillars of Advocacy, Embrace Your Cause, and Transform Lives. Dr. Cattell, thank you so much. sir.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it and enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.